be up there doing that shit. I got plenty of merchandise to move. Motherfuckers love that shit. You know.
Yeah.
Got lots of gold to be worn, ladies to be played. You know, damn that.
Yeah.
And then you get this other thing that's going around, bros before hoes.
I don't understand that.
That's because they ain't get pussy. Now, see, let me say something about this. I played football in high school and college. I understand that. But I did have some sense. And see, you made a career of basketball because you actually were good at it. But you see, there's a whole lot of brothers can't shoot a goddamn basket and they'd be out there sweating, playing instead of getting their heads in their books. And meanwhile, the girlfriends are frustrated. So I go fuck the girlfriends while they're out there getting sweaty. Yeah, I got a lot of pussy, you know. Goddamn. And I ain't gonna lie. I've devoted all of my adult life to this position. Oh, pussy. Damn, you know. But when you do that, you gotta be able to hang. So that means you gotta get prepped so you can take care of some business so you can be about something other than trying to simp off of somebody.
Right, right.
I see your pictures on my IG live.
Could he move, goddammit?
We got the perfect every weekend. And now it's 6 months old. And everything you are and everything you see, I put your loving finger on you know. It's your Cutty move. Won't you love, girl?
All this shit. Mujahid 70 motherfucker 2 on YouTube. That's the homie. Now, let's get it, goddamn it. Hey, how you doing? First things first, it's Friday, and I got a treat for y'all. So what I need you to do, because we already having a session, I need you to light your motherfucking blunts up. Tonight's female fuckery. Man, Judge Joe Brown had me rolling.
Oh my God.
God damn, Judge Brown. Judge Joe Brown. Shit, I was up there watching that press conference with Kamala Harris, had my goddamn hand on my dick after that shit that Judge Joe Brown said about Kamala Harris. Come swallow or come gaga. I said, God damn, like that, JoJo? Shit. That's a real nigga. That's a real nigga. Man, we need to get back to this masculinity. Right? He dropped some jewels, too. With his, with Kwame Brown. I guess he came through for an interview. That shit was motherfucking gold.
Oh, my God.
That shit was gold. We gonna talk about it. It's Friday. I got a special treat for y'all. We went down to 126. Oh yeah. Oh yes. You already know. We went down there.
This here, a little twin.
Wow. There you go. Now, I need you to go to the show with MK Specs. Marcus King, Sam, Peter, Eric, Xavier Thomas. That's how you say my shit. MK, SBEXT, and subscribe over there on YouTube. I got some nice footage. Now, let me stop the motherfucking show. Y'all niggas is struggling like a motherfucker to get pussy, right? When I went there, the owner of the house, Craig House, I want you to look at her, because she sure was looking at NK Specs like Zatarans and Oxtails. Like she wanted some dangle-wang. I want you to see it, too. Go to my goddamn shit. Now, it's Friday. Shit, we went to Craig House on Friday. We got some female fuckery. We got some advice. And we gonna have a good goddamn time. Shout out to my co-workers. Shout out to my co-workers. They tuned in. Got my family and friends tuning in. Support me. Support me. I need your love and support to help the channel grow. It's a seed of marijuana in the coffee pot. We want to put water on it, right? Give it some love and blessings and some good music behind it and watch it grow. So without further motherfucking ado, let's get to the Wingman Chronicles, goddammit. You ready? I know you're ready. So here it is.
Nigga.
That's why.
That bitch is, nigga, that bitch is getting her Kevin Samuel on, nigga. Yes. I applaud that chick. She getting her Kevin Samuel on. Yes.
Julia.
Where y'all from?
Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York. That sounds terrible. That's crazy.
It's so bad.
Okay, word. Quick little question for you. After a first date, you letting the dude hit or not?
Yeah.
You let him hit?
If it goes good.
Most likely,
yeah.
So he can't have the first date. So, is he raw dogging or he gotta wrap it up?
Oh, no, raw.
Welcome to the Wingman Chronicles. Shout out to P Wax. The females, these females, boy, she said she like it raw. Welcome to the Wingman Chronicles. Tonight, we gonna act the fool. Norman Bates. Step on stage and we gonna get down. Yeah. What she said? Raw dick. Raw dick. Raw dick. No rubber. Raw dick. Goddamn right. Y'all tripping, nigga. It costs 10 to get in. You want to beat the brakes off that pussy, boy. Shit. Shout out to P-Wax, man. P-Wax out there on spring goddamn break, nigga, acting a fool. I support the message. When I watch your boy P Wash, right? I said P Wax, my bad. When I watch your boy P Wash wash. I get inspired with my camera. Just go out there with your team and your niggas and just talk to women. The easiest pussy to get. The easiest pussy to get. This brother out here dropping videos like a motherfucker. And I try to tell my team members and even to my audience, you look good, man. MK wants you to model a little something, something. Shit. I know how to get my channel up, right? I know how to get my channel up. Right? I know how to get my channel up, right? Certain way you gotta do some shit. And I'm thinking, fuck it, that's the only way. That's the only way. That's the only way. Comment, nigga commentary with some big booty and jingly titties. That's the only way. Man, old girl would have got her motherfucking pussy snatched off her pussy. Beat that shit the fuck up. Like a goddamn madman. But you gotta be out here. You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. You can't give everybody the raw. Fellas. You can't give these ladies this raw dick. Right? You want to. They think it's special, but it got consequences, right? Because we know as niggas, right? We know as men. We giving you the raw dick for one reason and one reason only. Because we trying to get that nut. We trying to get that nut. Chizzy check. Sometimes your little poom poom ain't good enough and shit. A nigga got to take the rubber off. Nigga gotta take the rubber off. You wanna know why? You don't wanna know why? I tell your motherfucking ass right here why. Nigga take off the rubber because a nigga trying to. That's why. You wanna feel that shit? I don't know, I'm a fool. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? That's why we took that rubber off. Said, fuck that shit. Right? We said, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Went in, we pumped that shit. We was pumping like 30 minutes. We took that rubber off. We pumped that cushy shit 5 times. God damn. And then we told you, damn, you got some good ass fucking pussy. That's what we told you. Oh shit. You know, it was cell phone coverage and shit. We went from one bar to fucking 5G instantly. Like, a connection. And y'all know, boy, we'll pin you up and that stroke could change and shit. That stroke, oh yeah. Straighten you out. A nigga straighten you out. Can you feel it for real? Beat the brakes off your shit. Beat the brakes off your shit. Shit. That's something that us men, we know how to do besides shitting and pissing. We know how to fuck, goddammit. Especially when it's a purpose. The rubber done came off. Oh! got to smoke a Newport cigarette after. Man, welcome to the Wig Man Chronicles. Ignorance at its finest. Go check me out on YouTube. The S, the H, the O, Dub, MK Specs. The motherfucking show. All right. Please. Show your love and support.
You badly hold, pee a little bit and pee. Boy, I said, God, damn, that shit hurt, bro. I swear that shit hurt. Y'all don't want that shit. That gonorrhea, man, you don't want this shit. I don't know. I did research. They said it could, they said it come from a female not washing their coochie.
Not washing it. Nasty so, bitch.
Not while taking care of themselves.
Nasty man, bitch.
So I peed in the cup.
You peed in the cup?
But I came back for them last week. I'm gonna tell you how my last week.
Okay, break it down.
I was scared to piss.
You scared to piss, nigga?
Yeah, I was scared to pee.
Damn.
Man, I might piss twice. I was holding pee.
So I was pissed from the draw.
That shit hurts. Bro, I ain't this shit. Damn, man, I don't want nothing like this, bro. This man, God, now.
God damn.
I'm like, I don't even like condoms. That's how I was thinking in my head. Like, I don't even like condoms. I'm not thinking about the consequences. Like, this girl might have something in the first place. You know, because me, I know it wasn't me. Cause, I get checked out like really faithfully. Okay, especially when I get out of the relationship with my ex-girlfriend and make sure I didn't have anything. Because me and her was going back and forth, like, on and off. We was on and off, but, like, we was still having sex. So I had to make sure she wasn't, you know, she didn't have anything, give me anything. So I went to the doctor, and I was good before I even went into college. And I went to college, and I fucked this girl. And she had something. So...
What she have, nigga? Damn. Yoga Flame. Blowtorch. God damn, dirty, nasty bitch. Nasty. Yoga Flame.
And she had something. So, she was at my house.
Where?
I'm thinking, like, I don't want to use no condom. I'm not thinking about how, like, I can catch anything or nothing. I'm just trying to fuck. So...
So, I know every nigga do this, right? Or have done it. But, brother, so you just said fuck it, huh? Come on, this shit, no gonorrhea, no AIDS, no syphilis. Shit, no trichinoma, shit, the drips. Come on, crabs. Come on. No whammies. Stop! God damn. Cold-blooded.
When I was fucking her, after the fact, that's when I had thought about it. I just fucked this girl raw, you know, stuff like that. And I didn't think about anything. So, probably like a week later, that's when...
What?
I started, like, burning and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? So I got up.
Piping hot. Burning. Oh, the first thing out that nigga mouth was, bitch! That first nigga said, nigga, that nigga said he only pissed twice that week. Shit. Dirty motherfucker.
Fucking her after the fact. That's when I had thought about it. I just fucked this girl raw, you know, stuff like that. And I didn't think about anything. So probably like a week later, that's when burning and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? So I got up, went to the bathroom, go to class, go to school, get ready for school, go to class. So I got up and I went to the bathroom, and it was like white pus coming out of my, you know, area, and it was burning. And I told my aunt, like, you know, it's burning, and it's like white stuff coming out. Stuff and I went to the doctor, and then I was like, I might have gonorrhea, and then they told me I had gonorrhea.
Look, I like bear coochie, but nigga, it's some dirty pussies out here. Gotta be careful. Can you feel that? The Weedman Chronicles, motherfucker. Serving it like Domino's, cause your motherfucking mama knows. There's a motherfucking war going on outside, goddammit. Can you feel it? 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 Yep, looking at your dick like it is burning like a motherfucker. Can you feel it? Now, over here on Anchor, they want me to get my Umar Johnson on and ask you for a motherfucking donation.
Look no further,
fam.
You found
a donation to support the broadcast station of Ignorance at its Finest. Donate whatever the fuck you want to, but donate. Thank you. All right. So let's get it. Well, all right, y'all. Thank you.
for people on demand.
Yeah. Smoking. Light your shit up, goddammit. Then they gave me a deal. I came up in this bitch, I spent a 20 and a bill. I got sativa in the car. I bred up in the car, breaking it down up in a slizzer. Cause this is for the bad and you weed. We smoke that Gorilla Goo high as fuck. And my niggas coming through the city bitches. We gonna smoke together. I'm like God damn on that weed that we be smoking so strong. And these hoes over here tonight looking good and looking well. I'm about to throw a greatest pipe. Cause this is for the butthead and you this week. Thank you, nigga, for coming through with these bitches. Kicking ass out by two this time. We're gonna smoke forever, yeah. Welcome to the Wingman Chronicles podcast. You also can catch me on motherfucking YouTube. The H, the O, the H, the S, the O, the MK Specs, baby. Yeah. Shouts out to my motherfucking co-workers, family and friends, right? Shouts out to my newcomers. Shouts out to my constituents. All right. Y'all want more ignorance? All right, let's get it. For the bad of you. Come on, bitches. Come on, bitches. And my niggas. All right. How we smoke up the room. Yeah. Together. Late night. She's ready. It's Friday night, you got pussy to fuck, and you go there, pull up, sitting in the car, 30 minutes, god damn, and she finally comes in.
Bitch, get your ass in this car, I've been waiting for a long time for your ass, you gotta see, we gotta roll to this motel, baby, cause it's gonna be closed by fucking 3. What's on my mind? Look at your fast dress. And I'm gonna tear your ass on the. I've got that room key and some goddamn yak. I'm shooting semen all over your breast. I wanna fuck, bitch. Give me your number. And I don't need to carry you up them stairs. Up them stairs.
Beats his shit in raw fashion. These questions that you're asking, how your ass gaps it, then you don't collapse it. Man, throw him in the back of the ambulance. Whip your back so hard that you dance. Man, this fucking mic that I hold to the age that I be old. A spatter, you're swinging XX caliber. Sharpen it, still first steel. When I get on it, and you know I get mentally ill. Give you a pill, absent, collapsing, gasping, raw fashion. We some heathens, whip on your hand. Ain't cut off your hair. Where you thieving, where you reaching. See when you approach the fucking dopest. Jaws, meat teeth, it is ferocious. jump your head off, jelly and bean. When I squash that shit, blow on my nostrils, blue dream. You couldn't fade me, me and my team Jack. I pull a Mac back like I'm Cactus Jack. Do you a pile driver right on the damn mat? Can you fuck with that? Hell nah. Take out a teeth, that's grandma. My shit be fucking raw. Spit it out the damn jaw. Hit your jaw like law, like war. Tell your ass what the fuck you want them for. They say we old like motherfucking dinosaurs. When niggas had fucking frozen stage Commodores. MK nigga, Condor. Nigga, shut your shit down like Condor. Then the Honda record. Bitches used to give me H-E-A-D. Nigga, then they paid me. It ain't no way hell that you can erase me. Nigga, I'm so dope if you freebase me. It'll get you narcotic, I'm cold-hearted. Kanika Jenkins, slap your hand. Nigga, you thinking? Nada. My flow, cocker, I'll pop your partner, nigga. You whack niggas get soft and softer like county butter. Did I stutter? Cause I'm rougher than a box cutter, man. And I'm verbally sharp. That'll put your wobbly ass in the shopping cart. Tell your ass start. Drive you off the damn screen like Mario Kart, man. Flow Zelda, and you're losing the heart. Your style, Mr. Potato Head, a bucket of parts. If you want to get a day on it. You know them houses is going woo, because they really don't want it, nigga. I'm scalding, balding, like tennis balls. Say a fuck y'all, I check y'all. Get it poppin', nigga, for the poor, yo, for this lesson, all. Get the lesson, y'all, nigga. Rougher than sandpaper, making you jump off the skyscraper. With no parachute, big dog Marmaduke. Red dot on your dome, Hindu, nigga, I execute. Select you, the button in the Nintendo joystick. Hit your team with the damn prefix. Watch Crime Slay you on the remix. I know y'all niggas say, okay, get your teeth fixed. But I see your bitch ass straight to white Jesus. Good golly old mile, he dropping some of that damn Calio style, bitch.
Him, I was cold. What is he doing? What are you doing?
I thought you were cool.
But what are you doing?
I'm warming them up for you.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Why are you recording?
Because. Oh, thank you.
Man, I love this video. And for those who, I guess, didn't quite get it, she said she was cold. Her boyfriend went and he heated up some jackets or sweatshirts or something he can get his hands on in the dryer and then gave it back to her. And for anybody who's heard of the five love languages, this is acts of service personified. Like, this, like, even though he's so young, he already get it. But the dopest thing about this is he didn't even have to be asked. And I've been saying this for years. Like, when a man really rocks with you, is going to show up in his initiative that he takes to add value to your life. I'm talking about from solving problems to just making things a little bit easier for you. It may not be as creative as this, because I thought even in a simple clip, it was pretty cool. But it may be that you had a long week at work, and on your day off, he switches around his schedule so he can take care of them kids, and you can really get some relaxation and some peace. It may look like, you know, you've been driving around.
Derek motherfucking Action Jackson, nigga. Shut the motherfucking up. Nigga, you said dude was young. His girl was like, oh baby, I'm cold. I'm cold. And he go throw the jacket in the damn dryer and be like, here baby. Like that something to these women. Nigga, stop it, man. Derek Jackson. Did you get them three bitches you was fucking with on the side with wifey and shit? You know, them big booty bitches, because we know you like big booty bitches.
Oh my God!
Big old booties. Apple bottom booties. Them Instagram bitches, right? Do them Instagram bitches deserve a nice warm, oh, I'm gonna put the damn blankie and the jacket in the dryer and warm it up for you? This nigga trying to rejuvenate that name like Gatorade and shit. He trying to rejuvenate that shit, right? Simp. Do you know the reason why the young gun was doing that, all that chivalry? Is because he hasn't got his motherfucking heart broken yet. Oh, you're not a man until you've been played, nigga. You're not a man. Don't think you're going to go through this life and don't get played, nigga. If you go through this life and it ain't happened to you yet, it will. See, that type of emotional distraught, you try to get that shit out early in life.
Oh, my God!
This nigga talking about, niggas, man, the men have been picking up the motherfucking slack from the giddy-up, nigga. The fuck? We been playing Mr. Mom? What the fuck? We do that same shit for women and shit. We can't even go out with the homies.
Oh, my God!
If you ever been listening to this shit with your woman, it might cause an argument. What if them kids ain't his?
Oh, my God!
You didn't say that shit. That dude got that puppy love. That puppy love. Puppy love. I've been there. I know about that puppy love. Puppy love. I'm trying to be the best gentleman that I can be. Ladies, and you persist to take advice from this nigga, right? He ain't even keeping it a buck with you. Us regular niggas will tell you straight up, yeah, we'll fuck some of your friends. He won't do that. He'll do it behind your back. Nigga trying to get Bradley points up here smiling like, oh, that's so adorable. He warmed up the blankie. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Some of these women don't even microwave your goddamn dinner and shit. Can the dinner be warm? Is the dinner warm? We focus on too much cadence to these women, and they not catering. What is he getting it? Is he getting his dick sucked? I ain't talking about some pussy. Is he getting his dick sucked? That puppy love. That dude look like he 25 years old and shit, right? They ain't really been working hard and shit with them kids and shit. Shout out to my people that's doing not only a fucking 9 to 5, 8 hours, nigga. They doing 10 hours plus, nigga. Ladies, it sound good when Derrick Jackson is say, right, and you try to go back and relay that message to your man and change your man, you'll fuck it up. You gotta let your man exist as he is. People got the game fucked up, man. Let's get to the next segment. She using your ass usually, and you giving her chivalry. She's fucking with another OG. You a SMIB.
Nigga, I seen that shit too when that nigga was leaking from his temple, nigga. Shit. I didn't even know who that nigga was and still don't. But you're right, though. These niggas, It's wildin' out. Hey, but since we on that shit, nigga, did you see that shit that happened in my neck of the woods, nigga? Officer involved shooting, nigga. I think a man lunged at a cop with a knife, nigga. Killed that nigga. Shit. Nigga, I heard that shit. Nigga, that shit happened right across the street from me, nigga, at the motherfucking fire station. And the fire station is right next to the police station. Ain't that some shit? Niggas is crazy. Back to the Chronicles. Good shit, nigga.
I got a confession, y'all.
Look no further, fella. You found me.
Bad fellas, don't you hate it? Well, she's fine as fuck, man. She's cute, man. Red bone, light skin, dark skin. But her breath is fucking stinking. It's driving me out of my mind. I can't even get that number. Yo, funky breath running my eyes. Yo, breath is fucking stinking. It's flipping over my stomach. I wanted to approach you. Now a nigga running. Girl, you look too damn fine. With that breath, that's ferocious. Did you scrub your goddamn grill? Girl, your breath is halitosis. Damn, girl, you damn fine. Have some breath like that when you said hello. A nigga did a backflip back. Goddamn, girl, your breath smelling like shit. Damn. See, you too goddamn fine, right? To have your breath on her, it needs some gum. Because if your breath stinking, ladies, that means that your motherfucking coochie ain't been washed. Wash!
Oh my God!
Your mouth ain't clean. We know your coochie ain't clean. Going forward, I know the COVID it's dissipating, right? We're coming to a closure, right? And you still figure that, you know, niggas gonna keep their distance. And now, these women. It's a goddamn shame. A woman's supposed to be desired. See, not only do you wanna fuck the shit out of her, you might wanna kiss her in the mouth. Nah, that shit ain't happening. Ladies, the low price of the low low, 35 goddamn cents for some juicy fruit, $1.07 at the Dollar Tree, the original Listerine. Stop killing niggas' nostrils. Stinking like a motherfucker. It's a goddamn shame. Let's get this motherfucking shit crunk. Did I just say crunk? That's an old ass word. Let's turn this shit off, goddammit! Is thou on entertained? Let's get it, goddammit. The Wingman Chronicles. Deliberated like Domino's. Cause your motherfucking, your mama knows. That nigga straight from the fucking ghost. He be rolling. E.T. fucking fingers. You know that nigga do the most. Faggies gotta be themselves. Don't try to imitate. That shit a MK flavor. You know I'm a fucking fool. Put the mic in front of me, and how the story goes. Oh, when the bullshit starts. Oh, when the bullshit starts. Cause I'm better than here. Oh, when the bullshit starts, niggas act like they got a broken heart. Shouts out to my motherfucking co-host, the Breezer. BYG in this motherfucking bitch. Shouts out to Cuddy Moo, right? Right, hold up. D-Nasty, Trip, nigga. Backyard Groove up in this motherfucker. All right, rest in peace, Drewell. If you know me, stare your motherfucking ass up, nigga, because you know the champ is here. Yeah, I got that nigga ass off of Spotify, yeah.
Me in my motherfucking place and tell me ain't no motherfucker.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, what's on the beat?
There's
nigga?
Nothing, there's no samples on that, man.
You just gonna play a nigga like motherfucker. What's on the beat?
All right, man.
I dream of
genie.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
This puberty.
What?
I needed the sounds for
the game.
Do.
Motherfucker. Do that, motherfucker.
I needed
that. Yeah.
And the sound from the train. Do.
For what? What's that for?
The bass.
Motherfucker.
That's the
goddamn
bass.
Lie.
The bass really worked when I do.
Get the motherfucker. Yeah.
Nigga, over here you gonna get that real hip hop. Nigga, Judge Joe fucking Brown, nigga. Woo. God damn, man. Ripping, biting apart, Kamala Harris apart. Charlemagne, oh man. Woo. But you know what? One thing I admire, that was grown folks talking. And you had to listen because he was there. He been through that shit. He was around those people. I say, God damn.
Oh my God!
You got that same fury that Whitney Williams got. That heat, see? See, Uncle George Joe Brown don't fuck around and shit, nigga. That's manhood. And oh, he kept it real. He said, I ain't like these fruit cups, right? I ain't like these fruit cups, right? I love pussy, and I done slayed plenty of it, right? I said, damn. Keep it real, because I want to keep it real. I want to keep it real with my audience, but they are motherfucking cancel your ass. Fuck them. We want the ignorance. We want that real shit. Now, Kwame, whoa. You got to give it to that brother. That brother opened a can of whip ass on Matt Barnes. God damn. Called that nigga Becky with the good hair. Woo-hoo. All cap. Hold that. LB Sure with the hair all wavy, nigga. Hell, hold that. Do you want some of Mama's cooking? He's serving it up. He's serving it up. I'm applauding that shit. I laughed my ass off. And on my motherfucking damn mama, the picture that I had in my head when he was talking about fucking up Matt Barnes' hair up. Damn, when I said Matt Barnes, I instantly thought about the wifey and shit, man. I had a motherfucking, what's that? I had a Derek Fisher motherfucking moment and shit.
Oh, my God.
Bitch is fine. You got good taste. You smoke good little weed, too. I see you got your show. But hold on. Speaking of that, man, I'm tired of all y'all goddamn entertainers taking us YouTube niggas spotlight. Goddamn. We can't shine. We can't shine. We got to make a deal. That's why when you come out with your shit, we going to be out there taping and putting it over our shit and getting them numbers up. Yep. Uh-huh. Ignorance. At its motherfucking finest. Right, straight up, nigga. Fine, nigga. Suck them damn toes and shit. But she got caught up because of that goddamn Bluetooth. That Bluetooth caught her ass up, boy. Woo! We going to our highest point of pissivity. No, you know he was looking at her like, bitch, what the, bitch, what the? You already know that big nose sister in her ear. She a freaky too and shit.
Oh my God!
Man, when he was fucking, he was what he said. Becky with the good hair. The first thing popped up in my head was fucking Bob's Big Boy, nigga. He said Matt Barnes got that 1, 2, 3, 4 happy days. Happy days here for you. These are the times. Happy days. Nigga, I could climb with the best of them, nigga. I'm quick, nigga. But I'm old school, nigga. I fry a turkey like fried turkey. That's peanut oil, nigga. It's pop, 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 pop. Nigga. Judge O'Brien going down, man. Like, shit, nigga. Real. When he was talking, the Bulldogs, Riley and shit, right? The little badass one. He was like, get him, OG! Get him, OG! OG was speaking, nigga. You had to shut the fuck up, nigga. You see Kwame up there. He listening and shit. He taking notes. Nigga, he came up with his own conclusion. Like, shit, I don't even feel bad about fucking all them bitches. I came to the same conclusion, too. I didn't feel bad either. Because it's a man shit. Over masculinity, my ass. Bullshit. It's what a man. And it's some of you soft ass niggas. Some of you soft ass niggas up there talking about, oh, well, I shouldn't be out here doing that. Nigga, shut your pussy ass up, nigga. Get some of this pussy, nigga. That's like a lion complaining. And why he ain't got no pride and shit. He over there looking at the other pride. This nigga got 3, 4, 5, 6 bitches and shit. This nigga over here, coyote ribbed and shit, starving and shit, outcast and shit. Different. Something wrong with him. That's you, nigga. Let's keep it a billion. It seems like people want to go back to the old way, but not to the really the old way. Where we was kings and we had concubines. To the young guns, they trying to keep them a harem, but they don't know how to do it because they ain't got the experience. You have to take all the responsibility of taking all care of all your bitches. Because when you don't, that's when they complain and shit like that. And it fucks your whole game up, right? You got to have to take care of them, right? Now, brothers, nigga, you wouldn't mind to have some motherfucking extra help at the goddamn house.
Oh, my God!
You know I'm telling the truth? You better not be listening to me in front of your goddamn woman on a ride home. It's going to start to an argument. It's going to be an argument. So, you know, you better listen to me privately. You know I'm a motherfucking fool, goddammit.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Bring that real shit. I bring that real shit. Now, if it's the first time you ever listen to any of my content, here on the Wingman Chronicles, this is the crack form in audio form. So when you fiending for some MK specs, right? 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 And a band of other brothers, hooligans, certified motherfucker wingman. That's what we made this podcast for, my niggas. Salute. There's a motherfucking war going on outside between real niggas and these 304s. And the content was created thanks to you. And through you, through me, I'm going to tell your nigga your nigga stories, your nigga tales. These are the tales. The nigga tales. Tell them so well. So we're going to roll some of this goddamn Escobar up. And y'all gonna have a good goddamn time. The Wingman Chronicles, nigga, better than that other bullshit that you listening to by fucking, by far. All right? Retarded. Dumb. Bar. Excellence. Let's get it.
Man, I have my seatbelt on. You can try that bullshit. I have my seatbelt on, nigga.
Okay.
So what?
Are you refusing to sign?
Do I have to sign it?
Giving you the option to sign it. Are you
Do I have to sign it? If I don't sign it, will I go to jail?
Are you refusing to sign it?
If I don't sign it, will I go to jail?
No.
Are you sure?
What did I just say?
So if I don't sign it, you will not pull me out this car and take me to jail?
That is correct.
You will not issue a warrant out later so they can take me to jail later?
If you do not comply with the citation or appear in court...
Boy, your breath stank like ass, man. I'm my mama, nigga.
You will have a warrant.
All right, man, give me the fucking shit, man.
Hey, are you going to sign it or no?
I'm going to sign it, you dumbass nigga, duh. What you thought, nigga? If I say give me it, I'm going to sign it, nigga.
Well, then sign it, sir.
Give me the fucking pen, man. I don't want to reach in your hand and you pop me. No, you motherfucker.
Now, see right there? Even though the officer might have did some fucked up shit. Homie, you fucking up by talking to the police in that manner. And that's just the realest shit I ever spoke. Right? And notice, you know, he sound a little young. Right? Let's talk about this shit real quick. Let me educate you. Stop talking to the goddamn police like that because you mad. Yeah, he did some fucked up shit. Yeah, he did some fucked up shit. Do police do fucked up shit? Nigga, hell yeah, they do. To some informants, officers, people on the duty listening, I didn't say all cops was fucked up people and shit. I done met some good cops. We were talking about the bad ones. That's the ones we talking about. We talking about the bad ones. We talking about the bad ones. Right? Right? Look, young gun. Rule number one, here's the thing, nigga. They prey on the black man from the ages 18 to 30. Somebody gotta feed the motherfucking machine and shit. I'm trying to tell you, nigga. Your daddy ain't told you. Daddy ain't told you. Daddy ain't told you to do like Sean P. Now you gotta know when. Shut the fuck up. You gotta know when to shut the fuck up. This is the problem. This is the problem. This is the problem. See, God damn it, man. Y'all always make me come out here and fix Black's problems. Don't get no kind of goddamn recognition. No, no, thank you, brother. None of that shit. Great idea. None of that. None of that. None of that. None of that. Not for your nigga. Not for your nigga. No, no. Look, you gotta know when to shut the fuck up, and you gotta know how to move. The problem, look, my brothers, I'm from Los Angeles, right? Let's keep it a buck. You got a son, you gonna teach your son how to motherfucking move. What does it mean? My others over here like, well, gee, guy, what is he saying? Don't worry. Your ass gonna get educated too. Gotta learn how to move. Gotta learn how to move. Look, look, look. The industrial complex system preys, thrives off niggas. Niggership. You gotta participate. And depending on what type of activity that you're doing, you will become a motherfucking participant. Here we go. Here we go. You gotta tell your son, nigga, you gotta be too legit. Too legit to quit. Your shit gotta be too legit. Too legit to quit. Hey, hey. Too legit. Too legit. Your shit gotta be legit. Da-da-da-da. Squeaky goddamn clean. You gotta be squeaky clean. Now, I'm a smoker, right? You know the blunt be rolling with me. Young gun, you can't do that yet. You gotta explain to the young gun, like, hey, hey, hey. If you rolling around with it, don't light it up. Have it already rolled up. Put it back in the goddamn Swisher box and shit with the rest of the Swizzers. And just don't smoke in your car because they want a ticket out of you. They want you to come to court and feed the system. You a prey. So you got to teach your sons how to fucking move. If you smoking, you go to the motel with your lady friend and do that. Now, you tell your son, hey, the rules are rolling around with the car because the police go fuck with you when you in traffic, hands down. That's how they get paid. They looking for shit. Nigga, it's their goddamn job, nigga. I know when I go to my goddamn job, I do that shit efficiently. It's perfected. So come on now. And you want bonuses and shit like that? Nigga, they looking for victims. They got to go meet that quota, nigga. They got to go out there and catch somebody fucking up. Nigga. Vehicle, nigga, registration, license, you gotta be legit, goddammit. I know that when I was young, I was like, well, shit, why I can't just go for a nighttime drive and shit? Because 99% of the time, the nighttime is where your ass get caught the fuck up. They check it. You better be in and out. Well, I got a license and I got registration of my stuff legit. You know, that shit still don't mean shit, right? That shit still don't mean shit, right? You gotta teach your peoples how to fucking move. That nighttime shit, nigga, you better be going to fucking work, nigga. Basically, they ain't gonna tell you, but they're telling you, look, you need to be, why you out here in these streets? You gotta answer that question, right? If you ain't working, nigga, they already know you into some street activity because normally your ass will be in the house. Like grown folks, we in the house. Street life, you out there with that nigga shit, nigga, this is gonna come with it. You have to teach your sons that, hey, you know, for every action that you do, it's going to be a fucking consequence and shit, right? And the move just through this whole 18 between 21 without no interaction, no jail time, no oopsies as a black man, shit. They don't give a fuck if you a nerd, gamer, nah, they gotta feed the machine. They got a job to do. You gotta tell them. Don't be rolling in that car. See, the car always gets you caught up for the jail time, right? That's on a novice level to get your ass in the system. We not talking about you doing something illegal, you got you a spot and shit like that. We ain't even talking about that. We just talking about regular nigga get from point A to point B. You got a nighttime job because, hey, you need the motherfucking money and that's nighttime differential and shit, right? Young gun need to go out there and get it. But the thing is when you going out there and get it, nigga, especially at nighttime and you in a vehicle, one time gonna fuck with you. 18 to 30, they gonna fuck with you. What I heard was they do that because they know you got mommy and daddy, and mommy and daddy got motherfucking bail money. Ain't that fucked up? Why you making decisions like that with my life? The game is cold. Keep you a motherfucking lady friend in the car. Never, ever four deep it. No. We're not Hispanic. They can get away with it. Niggas, hell no, nigga. Hell no. Four niggas in the car, nigga. They already... Nigga, you know what four niggas is. You just start a menacing society in your goddamn head when K got shot, nigga. Four niggas in the car, that's how that look. Five niggas in the car, that's how that look. You gotta tell your son, right? You gotta be squeaky clean. Because if the passenger is a white woman cop on the prowl, because I done met some sergeants, nigga, fine as fuck, nigga, they gave me a break. So what I'm saying is, when the woman looking for something and she's around with the flashlight, she like she already looking at other cars and shit, right? Right when they pass by, she looking at other cars with flashlights, she might be looking it for your ass. You young enough and shit, they gonna ask you some questions. Prices and prices want to fuck you out here. You got to tell your son you got to have a work route. You got to have a route. Late at night, you driving slow. You on some back streets trying to get to the job. No, that shit don't work, nigga. You have to take a risk. You have to get on the main street. That back street shit will get you. You'll hit a block. You're like, oh, hey, he got you and shit. You have to call in. Call in to work. It'll be a difficult one. You got to tell him, man. You got to tell him the tricks of the trade. Because all the fun shit, when I was younger, all the fun shit was me risking that time and that interaction. Example, when you go out here for these bitches, right, and you go to these clubs, you know what one time do, they let your ass go in that motherfucker, get pissy drunk, nigga, but when you come outside, nigga, the checkpoint already up, the cones right there, you went from having a good time to damn near shitting on yourself because you gonna go to jail tonight. You see how that works? You see how that works? And when you go into jail, your nigga mind is going to make this same assumption, right? Because when you're behind them walls, you can't get mad at nobody but your goddamn self. You going to say, damn, I should have stayed my motherfucking ass home. Get it? Get it? It's a trap. You could have been at home getting drunk and shit in the privacy of your own home with no police interaction. But when you out there in them streets, boy, I'll tell you. Got to be more careful. The Wingman Chronicles. All right. Thank you for tuning in to the Wingman Chronicles podcast. You can check me out on YouTube at The Show with MK Specs. That's MKSPEXT. MK Specs on YouTube. Go check me out. All right? Y'all have a good, blessed day. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate your time.